Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there. My name is BJ Berry from Berlin. Welcome to 100 Music Legends, with the stories of the 100 most important songs that you most definitely should know. Today we feature the song Layla by Eric Clapton. Or better put, the song that became the life soundtrack of an exceptional superstar. Since the very beginning, there was the question, which version should you listen to, the original or the remake by the composer himself? Well, the question probably remains a matter of taste, but fact is, both versions became huge hits, and both are on various like lists, like Best Rock Song or Most Played Song, and so on. The story begins with a book Eric Clapton got as a gift, and a taboo, Your Best Friend's Wife. But rock and rollers are journeymen without taboos. That's why we love to listen to them. The book was a classic from Persia in the 12th century. The story of Layla and Manjoon by Nanzami Ganjavi. The story of a boy who fell in love with a girl and later went completely mad. What a strong image to convince a woman that she shouldn't be with you at all. And this woman, by the way, is the woman to whom we rock lovers owe three classic songs. First, we have Something by the Beatles.
Something.
And then there's Layla and another great Clapton song, Wonderful Tonight.
And I say yes, you look wonderful tonight.
And that woman was Patti Boyd, or as she was called after she married a Beatle, Patti Harrison. Exactly. And the story goes like this. Eric Clapton was one of the quiet boys who sought salvation on his guitar. Being an illegitimate child in the 1950s in England was not easy. Eric Clapton had heard a song by bluesman Robert Johnston on a BBC children's program. He had a new fetish, the blues. Eric practiced like a madman and became one of the most sought-after guitarists in London during the mid-1960s. He even enabled the success of the Yardbirds, but he left them when it all happened because he didn't want to betray blues for pop stardom. He went on to play guitar with John Mayall's Blues Breakers, but left them shortly after because he thought their music was too mellow. Finally, he founded the group Cream, together with Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going, in the sunshine of your love.
2 years later, they, as well, disbanded. Clapton says today he found that the music that they played was too rubbish, and above all, not the blues. Like a driven madman who was now addicted to heroin, he went from band to band, from project to project. After Cream, Blind Faith. After Blind Faith, the group Delaney and Bonnie. And then, with musicians from that band, into a new project, Derek and the Dominoes. He just didn't want to be that superstar guitar god that he was supposed to be, and he didn't want to be the center of attention, hence the pseudonym Derek. So in the meantime, Clapton and Beatle guitarist George Harrison had become close friends. So close, in fact, that George broke an unwritten law. There were no guest musicians on the Beatles' recordings, at least not at that time. But George's new song needed a very special touch. While My Guitar Gently Weeps, from the White Album. That guitar solo is played by Eric Clapton, although it's not credited on the album. And part of this new friendship also included meetings of their families, so Eric was introduced to George's wife, Patti. And the drama took its course. Clapton was obsessed with this woman. The song Layla was written in 1969. Clapton played a demo for Patty Harrison at the time. She was shocked. This man seemed to adore her, although she was his best friend's wife. She turned away from him and they no longer met in private. Clapton, however, remained steadfast in his love and recorded the song with his new band, Derek and the Dominoes. The interesting part of this entire love story, if you will, is that both men of this threesome, George Harrison and Eric Clapton, remained friends for the rest of George's natural life. They described themselves as electoral brothers-in-law, probably some weird form of British humor. Harrison and his wife Patty divorced in 1977 after George had an affair with Ringo's wife. And I would like to remind you of the book and that thing about journeymen without taboos. In 1979, Patty and Eric got married, but the relationship was mainly characterized by alcohol crashes, and they too divorced at the end of the 1980s. Personally, a tragedy for Eric, but for us rock fans, a blessing. Without Layla and Wonderful Tonight, the rock world would not be the same. So what about the acoustic version? Well, in 1992, Eric Clapton was asked by MTV to perform an acoustic concert for their new MTV series, Unplugged. Since Clapton was always on the search for real blues, the pure teachings, if you will, he found the idea of a concert only with acoustic guitars grandiose. At the first rehearsals with his rhythm guitarist, Andy Fairweather Lowe, they also played Layla. They decided to try a slower rhythm, a shuffle. That sounded promising. They wanted to get rid of all of the complex riffs, and on acoustic guitar, they sounded a bit thin. Therefore, the MTV version was reduced, kind of stripped down. And his fellow guitarists convinced him that the slower rhythm was better matched with a deeper voice. So Clapton sings the entire song an octave lower. And it again became a huge hit. There's even a lot of younger rock fans out there who think the MTV version is the original version. It is, however, the most popular version played on radio and TV to this day. And as for Patty, Eric's great love, which failed, Patty says her greatest love was George Harrison. Well, at least Eric still has the success of the song Layla. Do yourself a favor. Listen to both versions of the song Layla. And before we let you go, we would like to remind you to subscribe to our podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify, and while you're there, make a song request. Go to 100greatsongs.com. And have fun with Eric Clapton and, of course, Layla. We'll see you soon.